Well, folks, we've got a lot of big election night coverage planned on Missouri Net. I'll be anchoring our coverage Tuesday evening across the network, starting, I think, at 8 o'clock, right after the 8 o'clock news. I'm Brian Helsworth, and joining me is State Representative Holly Rader. She is a longtime state representative, four terms, 8 years in the House. She is running in the 27th District in Southeast Missouri against Representative Kathy Swan, who had a chance to interview yesterday. Representative Rader, we appreciate your time as always. Great to have you with us. Tell us why you're running.
Hey, Brian, thank you so much for having me on. It's always good to talk to you. And yes, so the reason that I'm running is much the same as it was when I ran for the House 8 years ago. And that's because we need a smaller government. We need to stop with the tax increases. We need to stop with the big government programs and policies. Government needs to do its job and stay out of everyone else's. And then also for to fight the opioid epidemic, you know, as you know, it is something that I grew up in. My daughter became an addict, and, you know, we went through many years. She's doing wonderful now, but, you know, I've seen the struggles as a parent. I've seen the struggles as a kid growing up in it, and I've seen the struggles as an employer trying to get workers and helping workers get back to their lives. And so it's very important, I think, as we fight the opioid epidemic, that we have people who understand it to be able to come up with policies that are going to be better for our families and be helpful to get people back to a healthy, happy lifestyle.
Representative Rader, of course, sponsored for 8 years the PDMP measure. Both chambers passed PDMP this year, but they were different versions. So Missouri still is the 50th state that does not have PDMP. Representative, if you're elected to the Senate, of course, there's a primary against Representative Swan on Tuesday. There is a Democrat, Mr. Owens, that would be on the November ballot. But if you are elected, what would your priorities be in your first term?
My priorities would be, one, you know, to get PDMP passed. We do have a compromise version already, so I feel that that's pretty much done. We just need to get that over the finish line, but for statewide. But then also to push back on these tax increases, push back on these things like the, you know, the $18 million going to free college for adults. We have got to get back to what government is supposed to do. We need to be more efficient with our monies, and we need to get government out of people's lives, not make bigger programs to get more involved in people's lives.
Representative Rader, when I talked to Representative Kathy Swan yesterday and during the interview, she mentioned, and I'm paraphrasing here, but I look at it, my notes, she said that you have missed 801 votes, that you missed a key vote on Castle Doctrine, missed some abortion bills, etc. Any response to what she said in that interview? And do you have any thoughts on your primary opponent on Tuesday?
Yes, sir. I have plenty of response for them, plenty of thoughts. But look, it's, you know, she could not run on her record, and that's unfortunate, but that's exactly why I'm giving the voters a great option. You have me, smaller government, lower taxes. You have her, who's voted for every single tax increase, who sponsored the bill for $18 million going to free college for adults, a Bernie Sanders type plan. And there was no way that she could run in such a conservative area as Southeast Missouri on her record. So, as you know, all legislators miss votes. When we're in the Senate having our bill heard in committee, we're missing votes in the House. She's missed hundreds of votes. And look, coming after me as not being pro-life or not being for our Second Amendment or not being a hard worker, that's ridiculous because my record shows differently. I mean, I had to quit school at 15 to help take care of my family. I worked my way up, started our business from the ground up. Took me 17 years to get my college degree because I did it while I was raising a family, working full-time, and I did it while I paid for it. And so, you know, I mean, her attacks on me is simply because she just doesn't have a record that people here want. And, you know, when she does things like vote for the Quran to be taught in our public schools in committee and then lies on Facebook and says that she didn't, then I had to put up the actual documentation to show that she did. I mean, she's just not a fit for Southeast Missouri. She's not a fit for the majority of our voters here. And so, you know, her record is certainly not something she could run on, so she's tried to blow up these big smoke screens to deceive the voters. And, you know, it's been like whack-a-mole to try to answer all of the mistruths that she continues to come out with every day.
Representative Rader, anything you'd like to add, feel free.
No, I appreciate your time, and I know that it's hard getting to all of the, we've had a lot of primaries across our state, and I appreciate you getting to each one of us and doing an interview and caring about that, because I think that it is so important that our voters get to have God-fearing, hard-working Christians who support our president, because, my goodness, that's more important than ever, who support our police officers, and who believe that tearing up public property is a crime and you should be put in jail if you're going to vandalize public property. I mean, these are all things that are so important right now, and we need people with a backbone. And so I appreciate you doing interviews with us and allowing us to speak the things that are positive, and also to allow us to say some of the differences between the candidates. So thank you.
No problem at all. I appreciate your time. Again, our guest here has been State Representative Holly Rader. She's a Republican from Scott City.